Good morning, and thank you for inviting me into your home this morning. And I want to start out by inviting you to come and visit with us at the Rivermont Church of Christ. We're meeting at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Our services are at 10 and 11 on Sunday morning, at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, and on Wednesday night at 7:30. For more information, I invite you to access our website at rmcoc.com. Now to our lesson for the morning. The speaker is Robert Swain. If you'll turn with me to Luke, the second chapter, and read with me the first seven verses. Now it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment made when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to enroll themselves, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to enroll himself with Mary, who was betrothed to him, being great with child. And it came to pass, while they were there, the days were fulfilled that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now from this reading we note that when Jesus was born into the flesh, even at the very beginning of his physical life on this earth, there was no room for him. He was rejected, left out, began his life in a manger. Now this is a sad commentary on the world in which we live. You know what? This is one of the saddest statements in the Bible. Jesus came to make room for mankind, yet there was no room for him. Jesus came to give life, and yet they took his life. No one would give up their room, their needs, their desires. And the selfishness of the world was very apparent back there, and it continues along that same path today. The world is interested in self, and I realize that the world didn't know that this was the Messiah, at least at that point in time, and yet the principle is shown later in his life as he proclaimed himself to be the Son of God. First of all, there was no room for Jesus in the Roman Empire. Read with me over in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the male children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the borders thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had exactly learned of the wise men. Now Herod ordered the execution of all the male children, hoping to destroy Christ. He had sought to trick the wise men, but God had warned them of his evil. And what a pitiful thing to do in order to get rid of Jesus. And yet how often the world today would rid itself of every influence of Christ if they could. The world would delight in destroying the Bible, God's Word, if it could. Men have tried over and over throughout the ages to destroy the Bible and its influence, and yet it continues to stand today as the bestseller. His own people didn't have room for Jesus. I'm going to read from John 1 and 11. He came into his own, and they that were his own received him not. These people, the Israelites, were the favored people of God. They were God's people, chosen long ago with the blessings of God upon them. And for almost 2,000 years, God had favored them. He had looked over them. He had protected them. You know, in Exodus 19, 5 and 6, you can read, "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be mine own possession from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." You see, they had been favored over and over again, but when the Son of God comes upon the scene, the Jewish people refused him. They would not welcome the Son of God. And likewise, how many of you have been favored by God's blessings, and yet you refuse him? The blessings which Jehovah